All right. Phoenix Kaleeder, the executive director of the Sex Workers Outreach Project.
I'm not the executive director. I'm the communications director.
The director of communicating.
Gotta say it properly. You gotta communicate it properly, man.
I had to move her microphone more toward her.
Yes. So I can communicate better.
And hello, Patreon subscribers. Thank you, motherfuckers. Fucking with the wine cellar. And this is Social Dissonance, a critical analysis of justice. And we're going to go ahead and make this Patreon early access. And then it will go to the socialized feed. And for those of you, I'm noticing new names, right? As far as like Patreon, PayPal, new names. Different people are showing up. So you may not have been here for the past 8 years. Something we do is a white-on-white crime. You may have heard of black-on-black crime on Fox News, CNN, MSDNC, somewhere. You may have heard about black-on-black crime. But we get into the deep intricacies and sociological ramifications of white-on-white crime. Very, undercovered and undercover conspiracy in McMurrica.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
So I'm gonna keep it G real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. What's you up, walked Chris? Up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Somebody hand me a glass. It's white on white crime. Somebody give me a pass. I gotta pass the lesson. It's mad stressing. I don't understand why they bring death when they get to tripping. It's white on white. It's way too many crimes that I see on sight. What is Karen and Megan doing with Becky? I don't understand, but the situation gets deadly. They cause too much trouble in my neighborhood. When the white people show up, I know it ain't good. Here comes the F-150 truck, and I'm like, it's a white man. What the fuck? There goes the neighborhood and the properly value, because I see how y'all do. You cause too much trouble in the community. White on white crime, we need unity and other such things that rhyme. White on white crime.
I like how you just did all this fucking setup as if we're about to do something fucking serious right now.
What?
What?
What you talking about? What?
What you talking about, Willis?
If you didn't say that, I was going to. Like, it's right. It's one of those, like, if you don't say it, you're kind of irritating the listener a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because, I listen to a gang of podcasts myself, and, like, when I'm pretty sure that something should be said, I'm like, someone is responsible for this.
And, yes.
And then they fail me.
Yeah, well.
And then I go online and I say something about, oh, you bootlickers.
You do say bootlickers almost every day at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say bootlickers, like, a lot.
But America is a bootlicker nation.
It is. Well, yeah. It's not a nation, it's a corporation. And we are the experiment of late-stage capitalism.
All right, so what? Angela Davis said you should vote for Joe Biden, buddy.
I'm pretty sure Angela Davis did not say that.
No?
No.
You're sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is that some bullshit they put on the internet and lied to me?
I mean, I could see Angela Davis maybe saying we have to get Trump out, but I don't see Angela Davis being a Biden supporter.
Maybe not enthusiastically, but you right. know, on that,
that,
like,
that, like, girl, I guess I'm with her shit. Yeah. Like, from Hillary.
The reluctant boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The reluctant boot.
I don't know. I'm just not comfortable calling Angela Davis a bootlicker, man.
No?
No.
I'm going too far.
Viola Davis.
Ain't she light skinned?
Yes.
I can call light skinned niggas.
Dark skinned niggas is mean. Yeah. Meanwhile, in Florida.
Oh, damn it. Really? You're not going to at least like start in New York, straight to Florida?
I didn't have shit in New York. Everything was from Florida and Texas.
There are white people in New York.
They wasn't acting up this week.
Well, come on, Joey.
Miami. Police have arrested a man who was accused of vandalizing the Miramar High School while naked during the Memorial Day weekend.
Cis identity extremist. All right, new people that sign up.
Yes.
One of our most downloaded episodes to this day is titled, Why Are White Men Always Naked? Now, in the wine cellar, we don't do transphobia, right? No turfs, no swerfs. And so we don't think cis is a slur. And I, as a cis person myself, I know we have problems. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to snitch on the rest of the crew, all right? Like, as cis people, we are fucking bugged out. So whenever we have a white-on-white crime and it involves removal of clothing, particularly pants,
Yeah. These
tend to be cis identity extremists, which we take from when the FBI said there needs to be a watch out for black identity extremists.
But not the KKK.
All right. I know people that have been tuned in for the past many fuck damn years. You're like, come on, get on with it. But folks, there really are. There's a significant number of new folks tuning
right.
in.
Right.
All right. Let's do it. White on white crime. Take it from the top.
So Miami.
Yes, ma'am.
Police have arrested a man.
Why?
Accused of vandalizing.
Well, it's okay to do that, though.
Miramar High School.
Well, the high school, the school-to-prison pipeline. I'm on board with vandalizing it.
While naked.
All right, well, was it during school hours?
No. It was during Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so he was, you know, memorializing?
Memorializing and vandalizing in the nude.
What did they write? Did they know what they wrote?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, no.
Police said Matthew Crandall. Why do we have the whitest fucking names? They be having the whitest fucking names for the white and white.
I didn't want to laugh at the name.
Police said Matthew Crandall, 21, of North Fort Myers, has been charged with burglary and criminal mischief for breaking into an educational facility and causing $100,000 worth of damage.
Oh, fuck. What? Wait, 100,000?
100,000.
What the fuck did they have in there?
I don't know, maybe like computers or something?
I think back in like 1988, there was like a Laserdisc player. I don't think it was $100,000.
Maybe computers in the library. That would be my best guess.
Jesus.
Because I don't know how else you would.
Did he? Maybe he burned some shit. Let's find out.
So surveillance video captured Crandall wearing a hat and headphones.
Wait, headphones?
Yes.
You gotta get down to the funky beat while you robbing niggas.
He was probably listening to Rage Against the Machine.
Or Coolio, It Takes a Thief? I think that's fitting.
Maybe.
For the non-hip-hop heads, Coolio, It Takes a Thief. It's actually a good record.
So he was captured wearing a hat and headphones, but not clothes on surveillance video.
The hat is clothes. See, that's... You're just hating on the white man.
Really?
Because they found a clothing loophole.
Yeah. It's a loophole I wish they didn't have. There you go. Clothingloophole.com.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, that's another... We got to bring him back on. That was a good episode.
Yeah, we're going to have to run reruns.
Yeah.
Like, not whole episodes, but segments. Mm-hmm. Rerun segments.
So it is unclear how police came to arrest Crandall. It is unknown what his motivation was to vandalize the school. Authorities say he broke into the school Monday around 8 a.m. This nigga was up early.
Maybe it's just the best OnlyFans ever.
Maybe.
Like, just, yeah, a naked vandalizer. Like, who's not tuning into that? This is just promo, I think.
Police said he broke into the school around Monday at 8 a.m. and spent the entire day causing a significant amount of damage. On Thursday, the Miramar Police Department tweeted the following about the arrest. need to identify. He broke into Miramar High School and spent an entire day vandalizing the school while naked, causing upwards of $100,000 in damages. Identify and you will be eligible to receive a reward of up to $3,000. Huh.
Trying to buy that snitch.
Right, but also, like, he caused $100,000 worth of damage, and the school probably has insurance, so I think the reward could be a little bit more than $3,000 for snitching.
And also, just fuck off, cops. Fuck you. All right, you know what? Actually, given what jails and prisons are, I don't want a human being in that system for that. Fuck you. Fuck the police. Defund, abolish the police. And you know what? I like when people, like, when someone says police instead of police.
Yeah.
You kind of know what side they're on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I don't want to take a phone call right now. Okay. And then they have an update. They tweeted this update. Matthew Crandall, 21, of North Fort Myers, has been arrested and charged with burglary and criminal mischief for breaking into Miramar High School and causing extensive damage. We thank our media partners who assisted us by covering the story. Hashtag solved.
What?
Hashtag solved.
What the fuck did they solve?
They solved the crime of the broken, I don't know, desks or whatever.
The broken desks.
Yeah.
The crime of the broken desks.
I mean, well, what the fuck else was they supposed to do? Like, were they actually supposed to, like, you know, solve a homicide or, like, close out a rape case or something?
Yes.
Are you sure?
What the fuck did I accidentally click?
Why are you trying to get into Adobe right now?
Because I accidentally click things. I'm not really good with my left hand.
Okay. So,
yes, ma'am.
Fuck it, we're already here.
What's about to happen?
A Florida man did a thing.
Why?
Because he did. Do you know Cape Coral in Florida? Are you familiar with that one?
When I think Cape Coral,
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right. Cape Coral.
Cape Coral police arrested a man Monday, accused of biting and striking his neighbor before threatening him with a pickaxe.
Biting. We don't like that in hip-hop.
Really?
I already don't support this person. They better do something really populist before the end of this.
Police responded to the disturbance at 7:40 p.m. and charged Tyler McHugh, 22. I see we're going to have all the youngins today.
Really? We're starting with the name Tyler.
Yes.
All right, my blackness has already perked up.
Yeah. Well, I also like the fact that he's 22 and the last guy was 21. Because remember we did an episode where everyone was like 75?
Oh my God.
You remember that?
That wasn't an episode. That was like several episodes. It was just a thing.
It was just like in a row. It was just
for like the summer.
Fucking boomers was wiling out and shit.
Yeah, they were like got caught fucking on golf courses and shit. Like, what the fuck were they doing? They were just like, yeah, Trump! Like
this. I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe they were, yeah, making themselves great again. I don't know.
I don't know. So, 22-year-old Tyler McHugh has been charged with aggravated assault and battery, according to a Cape Coral Police news release. McHugh bit his neighbor on the arm, struck him in the back with a broomstick, and then followed him while threatening him with a pickaxe, according to a police report.
Wait a second.
Yes.
What kind of lifestyle are you living where your broomstick and your pickaxe are in close reach of each other?
The Florida lifestyle, sir. Learn about it.
What the fuck are you doing where you need those two things at the same time? What job is that?
So he bit his neighbor on the arm, struck him in the back with a broomstick, and then followed him while threatening him with a pickaxe.
Over what? What was the beef?
Let's find out. He also shoulder checked a second person who did not
shoulder checked. No, you don't just get to dance past that sentence. You have to deal with that. He shoulder checked a person.
Yes.
After having a broom and a pickaxe in close reach of each other.
Yes. Which probably explains the next sentence. That person did not wish to press charges. I might be kind of scared to press charges, too, if I know you chase fucking people around with a pickaxe.
Is he, like, trying to be everyone's abusive father? What the fuck is this? Is his name Pat, short for patriarchy?
His name is Tyler.
Oh, fuck, it is. I don't like him. I knew it. I told you my blackness was perking up.
McHugh was medically cleared for a laceration he sustained during the altercation and was ultimately taken to Lee County Jail.
Lee County?
Yes.
Could that be Robert of...
Probably. So, I like how they just fucking close it out on this sentence.
No.
He's being held on a $15,000 bond and has a court hearing scheduled for July 20th. $15,000? He chased somebody with a pickaxe after beating them with a broomstick.
I want to know what his motivation is for shoulder checking. Why is that on the mind? What makes you wake up in the morning like, yo, I mean, whether I get someone with a bat or a pickaxe, someone's getting shoulder checked in the process.
I don't know.
This ain't nothing. Yeah, that ain't nothing but fucking abusive father. Niggas.
Let me Google
thinking,
his name and see if I can find more information about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Phoenix Cleese.
Yes.
She's like Morgan Freeman in that movie Seven. Now, don't get your big brain working on this.
Really?
What? That's what Emery Sergeant Man said. I'm trying to keep the program going while you Google shit.
Apparently, there's a lot of people named Patrick or named Tyler who have been arrested in Florida.
So oh, that's Jesus.
Not really fucking helping. It's not helping the search go any faster.
I want to see some of those.
Let's see. Biting the victim, striking the back of the broomstick, pickaxe. Yes, what is the news source?
You're looking for details.
Yes, I'm like, but why was he chasing someone with a pickaxe? I would like to know. He also battered a second victim.
I bet it was over a cat meme.
A cat meme?
Yes.
No, they don't have it. Oh my god, nobody has the why. Oh, I want to know the why.
Booty, booty, butt crack.
Ugh.
The world may never know.
Rude.
All right, well, it is still winecellarmedia.com, so we spent 17 minutes to not reach a conclusion.
We did.
I like that. Leave them wanting more.
Well, yeah.
What else is going on in the world of white-on-white crime?
A white man.
No. You know, that's literally the name of the show. I'm acting like I'm mad. Yeah.
And a Mercedes invoked George Floyd's name to avoid arrest during a DUI.
You are the goddang whitest person I've ever seen.
Yes.
A white man from the Florida Keys, who police say was driving his white his Mercedes while three times over the legal limit after drinking alcohol, invoked the name of George Floyd in an effort to avoid being arrested, according to a Monroe County Sheriff's report. Floyd, who died of asphyxiation last week while in custody of a Minnesota police officer, which sparked national protests. Joseph Cass Miller, 23. It's the fucking youngins this week.
Oh, man. Are they Gen Z or millennials?
I don't know.
I don't want them to be a part of me. I want it to cut off at 25 right now. In 2020, the cutoff is 25. If you're not 25, you're not a millennial.
Yeah, I'm a millennial.
Yeah, you're Gen Z, and you did that. Gen Z's thugging it out, though, right?
Gen Z apparently talks shit about us on, like, TikTok and shit.
Why?
Like, it was really fucking funny.
I just
funny
like Snoop Dogg. I'm old.
But no, it was really funny because the stuff they were saying was, like, true, but it was, like, stuff you would say about old people, but because, like, technology has developed so fast, it's, like, makes us sound older than we are.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
We really are the lost generation. No one knows how old we are.
They're like, oh, had to use a floppy disk. And I'm like, okay, first of all.
Like, do you even know that a floppy disk is the one that's not floppy?
Right.
Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Like, they don't know. Like, while you're sitting there with your smart device, motherfucker, I had a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was there. Like, I've grown with technology, right? Like, I got an iPod Touch in my 20s.
Yeah. But it's funny because to them that shit is like so old school. So they're like, oh, haha, it's like using a rotary phone. I'm like, it's nothing like having to use a rotary phone.
The labor. Like, you need a union to fucking use a rotary phone. What are you shitting me?
Give yourself like carpal tunnel and shit.
Yeah, you gotta fucking have a Fucking forklift certification? You can't just use a rotary phone out of nowhere.
But yeah, so that was actually, like, really just funny to me. They're like, look at how old they are. I'm like, that's... That technology's only 15 years old. It's not actually old.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I have a gray nose hair, and but I'm 37.
Right. Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, goofy goofers?
Goofy goofers. That's going to make them think that we're cool for sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm super neat. I'm neato fresh. I'm hop skippity fresh, some would say.
Really? We're back to hop skippity fresh?
Yes. You? Again, new listeners, you're going to have to catch up on the inside jokes. We're going to run reruns for you. That's going to help you out.
Yes.
Miss Phoenix Kaliderman.
Yes. So Joseph Cass Miller, who is... Oh, Jesus. Florida has the worst fucking names. Joseph Cass Miller, who was 23 from Plantation Key... the fuck?
That used to be a bumper on the podcast. When I first started it, Frickface had a bumper saying, Father Teresa is offended that there's a city named Plantation. And then she's like, there's a city named Plantation? And I was like, yeah. She was like, that's fucking racist. Because she didn't know that. So I made that whole thing the bumper. Like, her real reaction to learning that.
Yeah, so Plantation, apparently there's a Plantation and a Plantation Key. All right, Florida, keep it classy.
Hey, well, not everyone can access it.
So Joseph Cass Miller, who was arrested, was making jokes about not being able to breathe as Monroe County Sheriff's deputies tried to cuff him early Monday morning in Tavernier? I don't know how the fuck to say that. According to the report... Miller, who was released from jail that afternoon on a $5,000 bond with these low-ass motherfucking bonds, could not be reached for comment. The number provided on the arrest affidavit belonged to someone else. What? He used somebody else's fucking phone number on his arrest paperwork?
It's Florida. It's what else can you say? You can't say... It's Pittsburgh. No, it's not. No. No, it's Florida.
I don't know, man.
It's Florida, Ohio, or Queens.
Or Texas.
Texas, oh god.
I got a lot of stories in Texas.
They've got some stuff. Quit blowing up fertilizer plants, you weirdos. Get some regulations in.
Wasn't the one with the booby trap house in Texas?
I don't remember. That was one of the better white on white crimes. That was one of the action movie ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, in our white on white crime archives, we have ones that there are several that I subtitle white on white crime action movie. And those are some of my personal favorites. Don't worry, we'll run reruns.
All right, so he posted his $5,000 bond and used somebody else's number on his arrest paperwork. He faces a felony resisting arrest charge and 2 counts of driving under the influence. When he finally agreed to submit to a blood alcohol breath test, his level was more than 0.26%.
That's fine.
The legal limit is 0.08.
That's the perfect amount of locos.
16 locos. Officer Torres, what does it say his name? Oh, Deputy Joel Torres said in his report that he pulled Miller over around 2:35 a.m. Monday. This nigga was this drunk at 2:30 on a Monday? All right.
Wait, you said a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
A.m.? Oh, so it was the evening ran long. That's all.
And this was after seeing his Mercedes-Benz C300 swerve while heading south on US 1 at mile marker 91, the deputy said. The car almost hit the curb several times and came close to hitting another car traveling the same direction.
See? Ooh. And you can only earn a car like that if you do everything right.
Mm-hmm. Torres turned on his roof lights and siren, but Miller was, quote, slow to respond. Really?
Righto.
He finally pulled over in the parking lot of Mariners Hospital. He told Torres he did not drink anything that day.
What?
Sir. Sir.
You realize, like, that... What? Man, I don't understand. I don't have a clip for that. Like, I'm looking at the soundboard. I don't have anything for that. Let's just be angry together for a second and just vent.
Oh, okay.
Cool, Dad. What is that?
Some old Indian thing.
What's it for?
Well,
I don't know much about Indians, but I do know tools. And if I had to guess, I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here. Yep, that's what it's for.
You make me Emperor William, we'll get some shit done. Man, what's going on with this story?
Just as a side note from the King of the Hill clip, people are still mad about my Dale Gribble theory that I said he would vote for Trump because he'd be a QAnon guy.
Louder.
What, louder?
Yes, ma'am.
I said that people on Twitter are still mad at me because I said Dale Gribble would have voted for Trump because he would be a QAnon supporter.
Well, Rusty Shackleford would have voted
for Trump. Yeah. All right, so back to our friend. What the fuck is his name? Joseph Miller.
All right, that's a plain name. That's simple. Mm-hmm. Get right down to it.
So he told Officer Torres he did not drink anything that day.
Right, which, like, nigga, are you telling me that, you know what, loophole, it's 2:30 a.m.? That's a different day.
If his blood alcohol was a 0.26, that nigga was still drinking after midnight. Get the fuck out of here.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
No, he just did that good of a job.
Yeah, okay.
See, white pulling himself up by his drunk straps.
Mm-hmm. Torres asked him to go through a field sobriety exercise, and Miller refused, saying, quote, "No, sir, I know my amendments."
There you go. That's right. You tell him, Mr. White Man.
Your amendments?
Yes.
What amendment is...
His amendments.
What amendment is not doing a field sobriety test?
No, this white man is not standing for the bullshit.
Standing in the midst of my comrades, comrades. When they came through, they hollered
like, "What up, comrade?" I am hurt, though, Bernie, that you've been distancing yourself a little from me. I mean, that's just not something that you do to your comrade.
I am the hip-hop socialist.
He's standing up.
No.
He's not taking it.
No.
We're not gonna take it.
No. All right, so he said, "No, sir, I know my amendments." All right. According to the report, Miller also said, "I have the best lawyer in South Florida. You don't want to do this."
Yeah.
Don't tase me, bro.
Oh, no! I said don't tase me!
Oh, God, why don't we have that one in the soundboard?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, so after saying, "I have the best lawyer in South Florida, you don't want to do this," he then locked his car doors and rolled up his windows.
That's right. You show him. Your car is your property, so wherever it's parked is your fucking castle.
Know your amendments, my good sir.
That's right. The white man will not be held down.
All right, so Torres then ordered Miller out of the car, but he refused to move, grabbing his steering wheel and then grabbing Torres when he tried unbuckling the seatbelt. Torres, with the help of another deputy, was able to get him out of the car. They struggled for about another minute to cuff Miller. That's when he said he was like Floyd and couldn't breathe.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Torres said, "To be sure, no part of my body was anywhere near his neck when he uttered those words. And I actually believe a cop because they're arresting a white man. So, probably." Honestly, after being placed in the backseat of Torres' patrol car, Miller was able to slip his cuffed hands from the back to the front of his body and then began to kick the back windshield of the car.
Oh, Jesus!
This nigga violent. And Torres said he then heard glass cracking from the impact. How hard was he fucking kicking it?
I don't know. Maybe he was using the whole supremacy.
Which, again, if you go back and listen to old White on White Crimes, we do have one where a Walmart parking lot, someone kicked the windows out of a cop car and her son tried to do karate moves on the cop.
Oh, no, that was her. We actually called it Kung Fu Karen. Yeah, like before Karen.
Wait, was her son naked or something? What, her son, adult yeah,
well,
son?
I think
was there.
One of her sons. I think two of her sons were in the Walmart, and then she tried to do Kung Fu to defend them. Yeah.
Y'all gotta listen to One on White Crime. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. And that was before, because, like, Karen, like, black people have been saying that. Mm. I don't know about other people of color, but, you know, we've been saying Karen. But, like, yeah, that was an old one. So that was like an inside black joke calling her Kung Fu Karen.
Yep. All right, so he began kicking the back windshield of the car, and Torres said he heard glass cracking from the impact. Torres then stunned Gun Miller 3 times, which finally worked to subdue him, according to the report. Miller's friend, who was... He had someone in the car during all these fucking shenanigans? How the fuck did they save this until the last fucking sentence of the article?
Oh, man.
That is rude as fuck.
You didn't need to know about him.
So Miller's friend, who was not arrested, said Miller was drinking Crown Royal whiskey.
Outstanding.
And some beers.
Fantastic.
Before the incident.
This is a sharp individual. I like him. I like him. Folks, just so you know, I like those products myself. But reefer is cheaper, and I prefer it.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. I like your white on white crimes. Can we do one more white on white crime? If you have it.
If you have it. I think I've got one more in here. I have so many tabs open, it's like hard to tell.
Right, if you don't, I have to delete all of that. Right, like, yo, can we do one more white on white crime? Oh, no. Well, guess what, listeners?
Go fuck yourselves. All right. A Florida man, all fucking Florida.
Yeah, always the best kind.
Has been arrested.
Why?
Do you want to guess?
Okay, a Florida man. Why would a Florida man be arrested? Mm-hmm. Does it involve a fast food chain parking lot?
No. Although that is a very popular thing to happen in white on white crime stories.
Wait, is it domestic or public?
It is public.
Ooh, public. Nudity?
Nope.
No nudity?
Nope.
Okay, did it involve attempting to fight someone?
Arguably.
Okay. White man harassing another white man.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready. All right, let's do this. White man harasses white man. What happened?
A Florida man was arrested after shooting a cyclist in the head with a crossbow.
Jesus Christ, that's way beyond harassment. What the fuck? Spit just flew out of my mouth and landed on your forearm. It's gross. Oh no. Oh no. Wait a second. I want to hear all of that sentence again.
Mm-hmm. Florida man arrested after shooting cyclist in the head with crossbow, police say.
What the fuck, man? All right, let's hear this bullshit.
Matthew Ross Peters.
Yeah, his name would be fucking 3 first names.
Age 42. So I guess we've moved away from the 20-year-olds.
Right, but then when I think about, like, 42...
Yeah.
That fucker's only 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
We were in elementary school at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So Matthew Ross Peters, 42, was driving a truck late Sunday in Fort Walton Beach when he pulled up beside the victim named Benny Davis, who was on a bicycle.
Benny Davis sounds like a perfect victim name. It sounds innocent as shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking Benny Davis. How Benny dare Davis. You shoot a crossbow?
Somebody
and Benny, what kind of animal would do that to Benny?
I don't know. Somebody named Matthew Ross Peters, apparently.
Yep, everything's coming together. This is fitting.
It was then police say Peters fired the crossbow. Davis was transported to a local medical center with serious head injuries. No shit. But was later released, according to the Northwest Florida Daily News. On Tuesday around 1 p.m., a detective spotted the suspected vehicle, a 90s model Ford pickup truck.
For some reason, the way he said 90s model was like, oh, who are you about to name from MTV?
Oh, no.
But a 90s Ford pick-em-up.
Yep. Of course, you have to have a pickup truck in a story like this.
Pickup trucks are so violent. Like, just because of everything.
Yeah. His 90s model Ford pickup truck was spotted at a hotel in the city. Authorities established a perimeter. I like to make it sound like some G.I. Joe shit. And conducted surveillance before they spotted Peters leaving his room over 4 hours later, armed with the crossbow. This nigga's just walking around with a crossbow.
Fucking what? Like, did he lose his gun license?
Maybe.
Does he think is cool?
Ugh.
I bet he has a mullet.
Ew.
Yeah.
He was taken into custody without incident and found to be in possession of drugs, according to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department. Peters was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, firing a deadly weapon into a moving vehicle. Wait a minute. He shot a dude on a bike, but he got charged with firing a deadly weapon into a moving vehicle?
Was there another vehicle he shot into? Is the article over? We don't know.
The article's over.
Wait a second. Florida vehicle? Shit. Okay, folks, I used to be a Florida resident. If you do not have lights on the front and back of your bicycle, you get a, if I remember right, it was a $60 ticket each.
Really?
And, yeah, I get on some level, yeah, they kind of treat bicycles like vehicles.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the whole state. I lived in Orlando, but yeah, like, I had my lights on and a pig still stopped me to tell me that.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, pigs would literally harass me because I wasn't doing something wrong. For some of you, like, I know there are non-black folks tuned in. Yeah, this is part of my black experience. I've literally been harassed by the pigs because I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Like, since I've been in Illinois, I've been in the suburbs, way less contact with the pigs. It's ridiculous. Like, I've been here 4 years on July 9th. Mm-hmm. July 9th, it'll be 4 years. And I've only had one, like, dead-up encounter. And why? Because I used the crosswalk, and he wanted to remind me that it was good that I did that because someone got hit there. And also, what's in your reusable shopping bag?
He's just, you know.
He was a Peter Liang cop, if you will. They're all anti-black. And I, quite frankly, once you become a cop, you become a blue life to me. You're a different race of whatever you originally were.
Yeah.
Your ethnicity is now pig.
Indeed.
I kind of fucked up the decibels with that pee on pig, you see it? I'm not going to edit that out. Leave that. It's raw.
Yeah, and so Benny Davis told officers that he was riding his bike when a truck suddenly pulled up next to him and just shot him in the head with an arrow.
Yep.
What the fuck?
That kind of shit. That reminds me of like a black woman riding a bicycle in Florida. If I remember right, this was very close to my house that I lived in out there. And a white man hit a black woman with his car while she was riding her bicycle. And when the police asked him why, he said, because she's a nigger, because niggers fucked my wife. Whether that's true or not, white men just be on the attack.
Yeah.
And white women attack too, but white women are also out to fucking call on white men with guns to attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking raw out there. Yeah. Oh, that was that whole
joint?
Yeah,
that was it. So, yeah, Benny Davis is okay, though.
Benny Davis, my victim.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me meet Benny.
Meet Benny.
Yeah, I got some reefer. I'll share some reefer with Benny Loco.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for pain.
It is.
And I think Benny Loco has been hurt.
Yes.
All right, folks. This is WineCellarMedia.com. You folks new tuning in, welcome to the fucking party. We've been doing this. Phoenix and I have been doing this together since spring 2014.
Yes.
Early at the top of 2014, she was coming on as a guest. And then she was on so much, it was just like, fuck it, you're the co-host. But I started this in 2012. And then Phoenix and I moved in together in an apartment 2016. We got legally married on St. Patrick's fucking day in 2017, and we kept podcasting 2018, 19, 20, and Phoenix Kaleeder is the motherfucking communications director of SWAP, Sex Workers Outreach Project now, and I am her sidekick. And, you know, it all came from folks like you supporting this podcast back when it was getting $50 a month. Like, literally the price to run it.
You're not the sidekick, you're the editor.
I've done that. Well, in engineeringly speaking, if I could mansplain, if I could take a mansplainish tone.
Really?
And some of you may know, it's like very sarcastic on here.
Oh, all right.
I'm speaking mostly to the people new tuning in. Sarcastic. We get a little rude, but we're also, we're comrade. We're chilling.
Yeah.
Like, we're not the kind of people who are like fucking disingenuous, like social justice performance art. No, like, we keep it greasy. Like, the white comrades are comrades. The black comrades are our comrades. Nigga, we black. I already have a black bias. But I don't pretend that black bootlickers don't fucking exist.
Yeah.
I don't pretend that classist black people that are against progress for everyone don't exist. All right? I don't, basically, that is to say, I don't pretend that Jay-Z and Joyanne Reed don't exist.
Yes.
All right? So, comrade is comrade, bootlicker is bootlicker, and the Wine Cellar Media is here to do something, and I couldn't think of a sentence fast enough to wrap that up. Just, I lacked the wit. The Alex wit.
Really?
Remember when Alex Witt was literally covering, like, a real, I think it was, like, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, like, a real story.
Yeah.
And then cut to Justin Bieber getting pulled over in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And other great moments on MSNBC. Fuck MSNBC. Check out the Wine Cellar.
Yes, yeah, all right. Out. You know who's doing the most to radicalize people in regards to police brutality right now?
Police.
Well, I mean, also them, but fucking Greg Doucette.
Who the funk is that?
He is a conservative who is like a pundit and like ran for Congress as a Republican, but he has like the most concise fucking thread right now of police fucking up people at these protests.
Hmm.
I was like, seriously?
Hey, you know, can I be mad at that grift? I don't know. I don't know if it is a grift.
I don't know what's happening.
It's weird. Wait, what's their job currently, you said?
I don't know what their job is currently. I know they lost their election.
Okay, so maybe they're trying to, because maybe there's going to be some right-wing millennials that are kind of like, hey, you can't keep doing this to the niggers.
Well, I mean, fucking even Mitch McConnell made a statement.
Oh, fuck. I don't.
Oh, no, he said some shit like, we can't make progress as a nation if people feel like they can't trust police and all communities need to feel safe, for like some generic bullshit.
Shut up, Mitch.
Wait, you know Greg Doucette, right?
Not immediately off the top of my noggin.
Yeah. Let's see. It says, ex-computer scientist, criminal defense and First Amendment attorney in Texas.
First Amendment attorney in Texas.
Yes, dog lover, hashtag never Trump conservative.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of them Michael Steele niggas.
So.
I mean, never Trump conservative. I get it. You're a Democrat. Shut up. Democrat. That's like an insult now.
It's been an insult for a long time.
You're being rude. All right. I don't know why we kept recording. Like, winecellarmedia.com. Thank you, Patreon subscribers. This is Patreon Early Access. And then off to the socialized feed it goes. Coming up on the Wine Cellar, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be on with Talk Fury with Dr. Chelsea Springler, a 27-year-old with a PhD. Bad motherfucker. Dr. Springler held it down with water protectors out there protesting. held it down at Occupy Wall Street. So you'll notice that in Dr. Springler's tone. When she speaks, she's not, like, jaded. It's just she's seen some things.
Yes.
And she's not 30 yet. And also, she's a white cis woman. So she's seen some things that she probably wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, her vibe is kind of ill. Like, she's one of those people, like, when she laughs, it's awkward for you. Right? Where you're just like, oh, shit, what happened? Like, is she about to trip? Like, are we all about to get hella shot? I don't know. Yeah, like, so yeah, if Cindy McPherson was a real person, that's Dr. Springler.
Hmm.
All right, so that's coming up. We are going to go live, but then after the live is over, the archive of that will be Patreon Early Access, and then off to the socialized feed. Yes. And you can find that by searching Wine Cellar Media in your favorite podcast application. Phoenix Kaleeder, what do you want to tell these niggas?
I will be recording a swap cast at some point, either at the end of this week or over the weekend. So that will be out. I think I'm going to be covering proper protocol when talking to sex workers, because I'm looking at some DMs that someone I follow on Twitter got, and they're absolutely fucking creepy. Of dudes saying, I'm not a stalker, but do you know who this model is? Can you tell me her name? And that's absolutely fucking creepy, and it's absolutely stalkerish. So maybe a conversation about that. Otherwise, if you've been DMing me, I will try to get to the DMs on Twitter. I have so many since announcing the communications director job at Swap. And I have a Cash App, which is $PhoenixKaleeda. Otherwise, you can just follow me on Twitter, Uppity Negress, with two P's, two T's, and two S's. If there's something you want me to cover, you can at me in it. I will try to get to it as best I can. Otherwise, have a good fucking day.